KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 55 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. A traffic stop early this morning in Council Bluffs resulted in a chase, a brief foot pursuit, and arrest. Authorities say just before 12:30 a.m., a Council Bluffs police officer observed a gray Hyundai Tiburon run a red light at a high rate of speed with its headlights off at South 24th Street and Interstate 80. The officer initiated a traffic stop, but the driver refused to yield. The car continued east on Interstate 80 to Madison Avenue. Officers were advised during the pursuit the same vehicle had eluded the Nebraska State Patrol a short time prior to being seen in Council Bluffs. Police were able to deploy stop sticks at South 1st Street and Pierce Street, causing the driver's side tires of the Tiburon to deflate. The vehicle then turned west onto Canesville Boulevard and continued west to 17th and West Broadway, where it tried to turn south but became high-centered on the curb. The suspect driver, later identified as 28-year-old Andre Shoup of Council Bluffs, then ran vehicle from the vehicle southward before being caught by officers. Shoup was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was charged with reckless driving, operating while intoxicated, possession of a controlled substance, and numerous other traffic offenses. At least seven fire departments responded to a large fire in Stewart Sunday evening. The blaze at the Stewart Sale Barn was reported at around 6:40 p.m. The building is used for auctions and often to sell livestock and farming equipment. Firefighters from Stewart, Menlo, Casey, Adair, Dexter, Redfield, and Earlham fought the wooden structure's flames, but the empty and unoccupied building was nearly completely engulfed by the time the first fire crews arrived. The building was declared a total loss. Authorities closed Highway 6 leading into Stewart and had rerouted traffic while firefighters were on the scene and during the mop-up. A cause of the blaze had not been determined as of late Sunday evening. A separate fire Sunday evening in Walnut was suspected to have been caused by a lightning strike. The owners told officials they heard a pop at around 6:15 p.m. and soon after smelled smoke. An investigation found that wiring had burned through in an attic at 907 North Street, causing some minor flame and smoke damage to the home. No injuries were reported. Earlier in the day, Sunday, a lightning strike is suspected of causing a fire at a motel in Council Bluffs. And the Omaha World Herald says that authorities believe that lightning strike happened around 7:30 a.m. Sunday at the Value Place Hotel in Council Bluffs. The hotel was evacuated while firefighters battled the blaze. Assistant Fire Chief Derek Williams said no injuries were reported, but the building will need to be repaired before it can be used again. The hotel sustained both water and smoke damage from the fire and the effort to contain it. A man from Atlantic was injured during a single vehicle accident Saturday morning northeast of town. The Iowa State Patrol says a 1993 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 66-year-old Charles Severs of Atlantic was traveling east on Casey Road at around 9:40 a.m. when Severs reached down to pick up his cell phone. In the process, his pickup left the road and entered the south ditch, where it hit an embankment and came to rest upright. The accident happened not far from the intersection with Highway 71. Severs, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was trapped in the pickup and reportedly suffered from a broken leg. He was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. An accident Saturday evening in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a Cass County man. Sheriff's officials say a 1986 Ford Econoline van, owned by Ann Luther and driven by 51-year-old Douglas Dean Erickson of Messina, was traveling east on 190th Street northeast of Red Oak at around 5:50 p.m. Saturday, when Erickson looked into the back or the looked back into the driver's side mirror and failed to notice the van had crossed the center line of the road. The mirror hit a stop sign at M Avenue. The impact knocked the mirror off the van. The vehicle continued into a ditch and then drove out, heading east to O Avenue. Deputies stopped the vehicle at 201st and O Avenue and took Erickson into custody for driving while revoked. He was also cited for no proof of insurance and failure to maintain control. Erickson was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Damage to the van was estimated at $100. The stop sign and post sustained $500 damage. There were no injuries reported. In our funeral announcements, Darlene Joan Barr O'Brien, age 83 of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Darlene O'Brien will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. William P. Roth, age 95, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for William Roth will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. D. Jean Dolch, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday at her son's home south of Wyota. Funeral services for Jean Dolch will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, with a luncheon to follow at the United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall in Wyota. Daniel Boomer Twombly, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. A prayer service for Daniel Twombly will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Marilyn Blanchard, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Marilyn Blanchard will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gilbert H. Hugeson, age 96, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Gilbert Hugeson will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Jim Dale Madrell, age 71, of Anita, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Jim Madrell will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.